Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 24th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A shift in U.S. trade policy is already creating uncertainty. Donald Trump's new global tariffs have taken effect at 10%, lower than the 15% rate he signaled just a day earlier. The measure follows a Supreme Court ruling that blocked broader import taxes introduced under emergency powers. The administration says the temporary tariff aims to rebalance trade and support American industries, using a provision that allows limited action without Congress. Analysts warn the rapid changes are fueling confusion among businesses and increasing the risk of retaliation. One economist told the BBC the likelihood of a full trade war has risen. With legal challenges mounting, the policy's long-term direction remains uncertain. Another news. A massive winter storm has brought large parts of the U.S. East Coast to a standstill. Record snowfall, reaching up to 37 inches in some areas, has triggered travel bans, widespread power outages, and the cancellation of more than 5,000 flights. States from North Carolina to Maine were affected, with Rhode Island seeing its worst snowstorm on record. Officials warned of whiteout conditions, making travel extremely dangerous. In Massachusetts alone, hundreds of thousands lost power, while airports across New York and Boston saw near total shutdowns. Meteorologists say the scale of the storm exceeded expectations, shocking even experts. As conditions begin to improve, recovery efforts are underway, but disruptions are expected to continue into the week. Around the world. Tensions are rising in the occupied West Bank after a religious site was targeted. Israeli settlers attempted to set fire to a mosque in the village of Tell, near Nablus, according to Palestinian officials. The attack damaged parts of the Abu Bakr al-Siddiq Mosque, leaving burn marks, broken doors, and charred interiors, though no injuries were reported. The Palestinian Authority condemned the incident, citing a broader increase in attacks on religious sites. Israel's military said forces were deployed after the incident and are searching for suspects. Local leaders described the attack as an act of incitement and vowed to rebuild. The incident adds to growing tensions in the region, with concerns over further escalation. Another news. A diplomatic rift is emerging between France and the United States. French authorities have barred U.S. Ambassador Charles Kushner from direct access to government ministers after he failed to attend a summons over controversial comments linked to a deadly political clash. The dispute follows the death of a far-right activist during unrest in Lyon earlier this month. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot criticized attempts to politicize the incident and took the unusual step of limiting the ambassador's engagement. While Kushner can continue routine diplomatic duties, officials say the move signals serious dissatisfaction. The decision could strain relations further as both sides navigate tensions over political messaging and internal affairs. Another news. A tax deal between two major economies is set to reshape investment flows. India and France have revised a decades-old treaty, lowering dividend taxes for large French investors while expanding India's authority to tax certain transactions. The changes benefit major firms with strong footprints in India and come after recent high-level talks between Emmanuel Macron and Narendra Modi. Officials say the updated agreement aligns with modern tax standards and aims to boost cross-border investment. However, smaller investors may face higher taxes under the new structure. As both countries deepen economic ties, the revised treaty is expected to play a key role in shaping future business cooperation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.